morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. It's 7 minutes after 9 a.m. on February 9th, although we're starting a few minutes late. Got to get going right at 9 o'clock. Today with me is Co-Chair Senator Hoffman, Senator Elton, Senator Huggins, Senator Thomas, and myself, Senator Stedman. I see Senator Thomas showed up with a fresh haircut, did you?
Yes, indeed.
My God, he's looking good.
Thank you.
We have one item on the agenda today, House Resolution Number 5, Economic Stimulus Package. And intent is to adopt the resolution and hear from the sponsor, take some public testimony, limited, by the way, because we've had a almost identical resolution here last week, and then move it from committee. The resolution is scheduled for the Senate floor. Senator Hoffman, would you like to make a motion to adopt committee substitute version P?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee adopt version P for House Joint Resolution Number 11 as a working document.
We have a motion to adopt version P as a working document. We have objection. Seeing no objection, we'll have adopted. There's two changes. We inserted language, or there's inserted language for Outer Continental Shelf, page 2, line 7, and we added President Obama as a copied recipient. And we have to present the bill today representatives from Representative Bill Stoltz's office, Mr. Ben Mulligan. You can come forward. Introduce yourself for the record and walk yourself through the resolution, please.
Thank you, sir. For the record, my name is Ben Mulligan, staff to Representative Bill Stoltz. The resolution clearly states in about a sentence this the legislature's position on how they feel the importance of what's in the economic stimulus package currently going through Congress should do and what it should focus on. It recognizes the economic situation in the country and in Alaska in particular, and some of the unique things that are going on in Alaska with this economic situation.
Okay, that's it?
That's it in a nutshell.
Okay. Senator Huggins, there was an amendment in here that you were active with in Senate Resolution Number 4. Would you have any comments on that?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you go to page number 2, starting on line 5 to line 9, essentially has the fair share provision, Outer Continental Shelf for our state, which is essentially adopts the present share, I think it's 70-30 of the Gulf states, brings that to Alaska, which I think most Americans would see as only right, and so we put that in here to make it right. Thank you.
Do we have any other comments from the committee? Nice refresher, Senator Huggins. Appreciate the comments, just in case any of our colleagues ever happen to end up in Washington.
Do we have any call-ins?
Ready for a motion, Mr.
Ready for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate CS for CS for House Joint Resolution Number 11. Finance with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the resolution from committee. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the resolution from committee. That concludes the meeting today, although very brief. Tomorrow, Tuesday, February 10th, 9 a.m., we'll have a market outlook on the permanent fund performance review from Michael O'Leary of Callan Associates. We'll also, the following day, go into the retirement portfolios and the CBR with Mr. Callan also. So we'll see everybody back here at 9 a.m. Tomorrow morning. Meeting adjourned.